Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend. Tell them we're on the air. We got some good stuff coming down the information highway tonight. We're going to close it out on the trumpets blowing in Zion. You know, the trumpet has long been a standard issue to forewarn. That's what actually ministers of the Spirit are. They are the trumpet blowers. Sound the trumpet in Zion. Watchman on the wall, sounding the alarm of the trumpet, but it seems that the truth falls on deaf ears. We are a nation of pride. We are a nation of pleasure seekers. My, how we missed the ball games. How that, well, nobody's complained about the Congress being shut down, as I know of. We haven't missed that Babel city. Praise Yahweh, maybe the nation could recover if they stay away long enough that we could get our own affairs in order and leave these politicians out of the decision-making process as they went scurrying for the hills. As he opened the letter 4 or 5 days ago, now they're arguing in the Senate over whether it's in the air conditioning ducts. It's a close call here, ladies and gentlemen, too close to call at this point. And the president, he got out of Dodge. He went to China to court the Chinese one more time. Those of the yellow pale horse that we covered in the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation. Remember, we covered the white horse, the red horse, and the black horse, and the pale horse. Now we are in the 7 trumpets, and we got to the 9th chapter where we're going to pick up tonight. Praise Yahweh. First, a few headlines for you. Palestinian leaders have rejected an Israeli ultimatum to hand over the killers of an Israeli cabinet minister or face the consequences of harboring a terrorist. Mr. Zaviv was shot in the head in a Jerusalem hotel. It was the first time in Israel's 50-year history, 53-year history to be exact, that Palestinian terrorists have killed a cabinet minister, score number one, for the Palestinians, or at least they're taking credit for it, we wonder, as this minister had just resigned from the cabinet of the Knesset, and we wonder maybe there could have been a little retaliation from his side of the fence, because it's not every day that the Palestinians are allowed into the inner cities where the Knesset members stay. There's high security, and at this point we had a lapse, I guess, in security, and let this killer in, and he killed this man that had resigned from Sharon's cabinet. Well, you know what Mr. Sharon said? We run America! Well, tell us something that we didn't know. Russia has already signaled its opposition to a broadened U.S. offensive against Iran or Iraq. Warning, Russian officials said Moscow would help Washington with the war on terrorism, but they draw the line when it says it would not support an invasion or strikes into these two countries, which are bordering on their nation. A leading military analyst, Colonel Sergei Gonovalov, said we can't allow the United States to wield its club, that's a pretty way of putting it, the way it wants. We are on good terms with Iran, and we have tremendous economic investments and expectations of returns of Iraq. We can't afford to sever all these ties in one stroke. So here we go. Now we're politicking. Now the coalition is showing signs of cracking. Pakistan is getting cold feet. There is a discussion, a debate going on in Saudi Arabia for to pull the support that they have for the coalition. Well, notice here, in the defense of the homeland, today our homeland defender got up and spoke to, or was to speak to, a Congress which was not in session, and to assure everyone in America that they're safe, go to work. And yet Congress was hidden, or had headed for the hills, as one said on a late night talk show, making fun of the scurdy cats. And it was reported in the New York published paper that they saw Washington policymakers as cowards as they ran for the hills. Just one little letter of anthrax, and they adjourn. Now they're talking about meeting in secret places. Oh, well, that would be nice. We wouldn't have to hear all that garbage that they put out up there. Praise Yahweh. Suit me fine. We're in the opening of the trumpets now, the seven trumpets, and we've blowed down to the fifth angel. We're in the ninth chapter of the book of Revelations. Quickly, as we go to the text here tonight, the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven upon the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Ladies and gentlemen, right there for our Monday pickup, we will come back to that key, the bottomless pit. We'll find out that there is a key that will unlock this bottomless pit. We'll give you the timetable when this angel bound Satan and his angels in this bottomless pit, and when the key was used and the chain of restraint was cut or broken, that they may have access one more time up on the earth, and that when a saying out of heaven, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has that old dragon cast out, and the angels were cast out with him. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can preach and blow the trumpet and sound the alarm, but usually nobody wants to hear a prophet of doom, as we are. We are labeled a fanatical prophet of doom, a doomsday trumpet blower, and yet we have evidence tonight that we have cause for alarm. The nation is in disarray. Defense of the homeland could cost $1.5 trillion over the next 5 years, according to estimates circulating on Capitol Hill. Well, they got as much as they told us how much that it was going to cost for a homeland czar to run the country. That means that they will be poking their noses, as usual, into your liberties and freedoms, all at the expense of those who value liberty, to have it taken away with one incident or two incidents here of anthrax, biological, chemical scares all across the nation. We are in panic. We're in Stressville. We're trembling and chewing the nails tonight because we have no one to turn to. Yet there is a key of the bottomless pit. This angel is going to turn the key, and he's going to loose the demons out of the bottomless pit. Now, what comes forth? 200 million demons, screaming demons. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that tonight, while the president is in China, this pale horse country, you can't trust them, ladies and gentlemen. No one has ever been able to trust them. They are a nation with an agenda, and slowly they are building into a super, super, duper military power. There is more armed soldiers tonight standing in uniform in China than all the population of the United States of America. Well, that ought to frighten you. Well, you say, well, we've got nuclear bombs. Well, they've got another division to throw your way, probably. And the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, they shall come as a flood. And they're coming in the last days, and we're going to read it for you. 38, and we're going to start at verse 8. I'll start at verse 7 to give you an update here. Be prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be a guard unto them. After many days, you shall be visited. Now, what's that talking about here? Well, it's talking about this angel coming down to the bottomless pit. And the Bible says this angel took the key and opened the bottomless pit. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Verse 9, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and you shall be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all the bands, and as many people are with you, and you will say, I'll go up to the unwalled vintages. Verse 11, I will go up to them that are at rest, that dwell safely without walls. And the United States is the only one of the nations that we know. China's got a great wall built there thousands of years ago to keep out the invaders. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more concentration camps in America with the barbed wire turned in to hold you than has all of the walls in the world to withstand the assault that's coming as a cloud, a storm. This angel will be loosed, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. We're coming down to Armageddon, friends. Sooner than later, the time has come. We're in the days that the Messiah talked about, perilous times. Nobody's safe anywhere at any time. And as I said last night, at any place, there is a reason for that. Great distress. Listen, as we go to the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, great distress among the nations. Have you ever seen such a time of trouble? My heavens, praise Yahweh, a great time of tribulation, verse 21, such as not since the beginning of the world. Now, we talked about before succeeding Babylonian kingdoms. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not our job to take down Babylon. I'm going to warn you folks that get trigger happy and you want to snatch up a gun and run and destroy Babylon. You should turn to the wisdom of Daniel, who himself was a captive of Babylon in a strange country. And yet, Daniel, with his wisdom, he was wiser than the most of the Israelites, I'm sorry to say. He began to perform his talents and display his skills in astronomy and astrology, knowing the position of the stars, able to interpretate strong or hard sentences or dreams of darkness that could only be revealed through proper channels of interpretation. You say, buddy, he didn't use astrology. Well, let me assure you, the Bible says in the 5th chapter that he was over the department of astrology in Babylon. He became the chief executive, the CEO of the Belshazzar kingdom. And all the wise men were under Daniel. These were astrologers and magicians and soothsayers, and Daniel was number one in the head of that governmental department as he wore the number two mantle, the gold chain around his neck, praise Yahweh, to display his power after proving his worthiness to interpret. How do you think they found the Messiah? It was astronomers and astrologers who knew the interpretation of the star systems to tell us. The Bible called them wise men, and yet today we've turned into a bunch of babbling idiots. All we want to listen to is the media, the flush tube, praise Yahweh, as they flush out daily their sore that they have gone behind the walls 10 years ago to think up something to tell you today to get you to believe it, and we're just like dumb sheep running in the pasture where the wolves are encircling and sharpening their teeth, grinding anticipation to grind up the Israelites here in America. Yeah, they're going to come in the last days as a cloud to cover the land. And he opened the bottomless pit. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, very frightening. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen a lot of smoke out of the pit here lately, have we not? I understand that the smoke of the pit of the World Trade Tower Center, all the floors that came down into the basement area are still blazing underneath, and the stench of dead bodies, the count is still low. I've lost count. It was 300 and something. I don't know what they've got now, but we have a major problem in America. We are now being terrorized by terrorists, and we seem like we have no power to stop it. Even our own delivery systems are being used to bring into our streets panic. Women weeping in the streets, scared. Men, their hearts failing them. Heart attacks is up over 30% in the last 2 months. Why? Because we are a nation that is full of bread and wine, of eating and drinking and being merry. We're out of shape. The Taliban, those lean, mean machines hidden in the mountains of Afghanistan, where the crack commando units of Russia dared not go to. Well, we'll see how it goes in America. We hope that we're not getting dragged into a Vietnam all over again, as the president has declared at least 10 years of commitment. Where did the money come from? They just printed more money, ladies and gentlemen. It's no problem. When we need money, our money brokers that already have all the silver and gold, nothing to back it up anyway, who cares? Money is just paper. And so they print more money. But now, when the times are hard, we need your Social Security, this revenue that has been gathered in Social Security. 6 months ago, they weren't wanting to dip and were dipping into Social Security. They didn't have enough money to run the country. All of a sudden, we got trillions of dollars to pour into the war machine effort as we go storm-tripping across the world with the big stick. And we are bullying and beating these nations into submission simply because we now have a little taste of what Germany had in World War II when they bombed Dresden into total annihilation, not one stone left upon another. And did you know that the planners of the war decided that it would be, they wanted to measure the psychological response to the people of Germany, these hardened, seasoned veterans, these very tough people, the Judites of Jacob Israel, settling in Western Europe. They were there in formation, and did you know that the German people recovered so quickly from all this horrifying war that even the Allies were amazed at how she came back, and they had to put governors own their economy because of the Dutch Mark that came back by 52 and 53, just a few years after the war, as the strongest currency in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, a people's spirit cannot be broken that have the spirit. You can't break the spirit of those that are sealed till the day of redemption. Praise Yahweh. There's no power on the earth or in the heavens. No weapon that is formed against the chosen people, and I'm not talking about those that say they are and are not. I'm talking about those that are and don't know it. Praise Yahweh. And you Israelites that have the knowledge, Yahweh bless you. Bless all those that search the internet daily to send me facts and information. Praise Yahweh. I deeply appreciate their time and their effort. Why? Because it saves me a ton of time by not having to go there and do my own. And they very faithfully supply me with these little tidbits of information that prove invaluable in trying to go on 5 nights a week and sometimes more to preach the gospel to the nation that we are in the days of the seven trumpets, and we are right about here at the ninth chapter when the fifth angel will sound, take the key to the bottomless pit and go down and loose the hordes of demons, 200 million according to the scriptures, and the old lake or river that was depicted that they were under was a lake of fire and brimstone. My, how we're going to have in the last days a great push toward America as we are worrying about who's who and who's a Jew. We should worry about waking up America. Ladies and gentlemen, quit trying to keep up with the Joneses. Quit worrying about your IRA and your bank account and your stock options as you are now chewing your nails each day watching the CNN news as it runs the stock option reports daily and the Wall Street Journal that we have to keep up with the flow of our money. The cash cow of America, the goose that laid the golden egg, is now at the point of being extinguished here in America. Why? Because we are now going to face the opening of the fifth seal by the fifth angel. Five is the grace that is bestowed upon America. The defense of the homeland comes with a price. Let me tell you what the price is. My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I shall hear from heaven and heal their land and forgive their sins. But you see, America's not turning to him. They're turning to the Jewish media for their information. The Zionist-controlled press across America and the world spewing out to hide their activities where they're at. Ladies and gentlemen, let's wake up to the day. This is Pastor Buddy the Shepherd's Call. We're down at the bottom of that. We're going to come back and we're going to take that piece and release it. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to the Shepherd's Call. We're in the ninth chapter of the book of Revelation, and we're opening the fifth seal here, as we are now in the seven trumpet times of our history, we believe. And notice we are going to read as we discuss the third verse. After he had opened the bottomless pit, there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them were given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the earth. Aye, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Ladies and gentlemen, I preached till I'm blue in the face about how to get the seal, how to wake up America. And the world, if you're listening tonight abroad, and you are, as we have reports from you, that you are listening, you are flying on jets to come into Tennessee just to be baptized in the great name of the King. They're coming on the wings of eagles, as Yahweh prophesied through me 5 years ago that there would be people coming from fire. And ladies and gentlemen, here it is tonight. We are seeing a great awakening in America. Why? Because we're talking about the seal. People want to be protected from the mark of the beast. And remember, the Bible says it wasn't a chip. It doesn't say it was a chip. It doesn't say that it was a Social Security card. It doesn't say that it was any of these things that these bell box brain jackasses upon the sands of time have preached, the Bible says, the mark was a number of a name. It is a false religious corrupt system that will ride the back of the beast into power, such as you've never seen, into a time of trouble, which has never been. And ladies and gentlemen, if you preach the gospel, you shall be hated. Here we go now. In the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, we understand that this time is now when we shall have power to wage war against the beast. Now, how do we do that? Praise Yahweh. In the dismantling of America, we are quoting from an excerpt from the ebook Black Gold, Hot Gold, from Marshall Smith. Listen what he said about what this war that we are now there fighting is all about. The bottom line. He said, it is the dismantling of America. And as the phony war in Afghanistan, the current war on Afghanistanian terrorism is a misdirection and a hoax. As pointed out in the book, Black Gold, Hot Gold, the oil expected to flow from the vast oil fields under the Russian Caspian Sea, discovered there 20 years ago, still remains undrilled and untapped. The field contains about 500 years worth of oil at the present world consumption rate. Now, you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, why we want to go to Afghanistan. It is the only land bridge that we can build a pipeline through Afghanistan and through Pakistan into the Indian Sea, where we can ship out to all points in the world. Now notice this. The terrain in northern Afghanistan is arid, rugged foothills of the Himalayas, known as the Hindu Kush, and is defended by a large tribal, fierce force of the Northern Alliance, who are excellent guerrilla fighters with years and years and years of fighting every conceivable war against all invaders and have never, never, never been defeated. The Soviets spent 10 years at great expense to attack and carpet bomb Afghanistan, but they found the fortresses in the Himalayas impenetrable. The result was tremendous loss of Soviet lives and economic collapse of the Soviet Union. George Bush is now leading the United States down the same road, according to this author. The empire of energy has, for almost 100 years, has its goal of dismantling the United States of America into one large global energy market controlled by the New World Order, which is nothing but the Illuminati or the Club of Rome, which gives orders and the world and their energies follow. Notice then, they have found in George Bush a willing partner. Why? Is it because the Bush family is noted oil billionaires? Yes, maybe that has something to do with it. And their 500-year future, generations of these Bilderbergers and these, and we could go on and go, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, and all of these that are in this commission to share the wealth at the top. 3% sharing 97% of the wealth of the world. They done got it sewed up, ladies and gentlemen, and we fall with this great patriotic expose of flying the flag. I hear the Afghans say, when you get your boys back in these body bags, as the ground troops tonight are now moving in, small contingent forces. See, we have learned, our forces have learned, our generals have learned through the mistake of the Soviets. And they say, we won't make that mistake. We will do this and we will do that. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that Yahweh will put a hook in the jaws of these and drag them into this skirmish of Armageddon, and this will possibly explode worldwide as we now have the capacity, and don't you think for 1 minute that the Arab peoples, 1 billion strong upon the earth, don't you think for 1 minute that they're not sitting there with nuclear high-tech weapons to display at the time? Now remember, the anniversary of 11 is coming up next month. They're expecting something here in this report that something terrible is going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, something terrible has already happened. You have lost your soul to be caught up in this media expose of deceit as they spread war. All the intentions is get oil and wealth, 500 years of black gold, and we're not in this case talking about Texas tea. We're talking about the Caspian Sea, which has a motherload of 500 years of future consumption at the present rate, 500 years to supply the world. Somebody's going to tap into that, and who better than the money launderers of the earth that sit at the top of the pyramid, laughing all the way to the palaces and the ivory and the slave system underneath as we slaves devote ourselves and our blood. Looks like we would learn, ladies and gentlemen, that war is hell and that war is terrible, but then the reason is, well, all is fair in love and war. Well, you better get in love with Yahweh and make war against the beast, and that is the power to deceive you and take your mind off of your appointed destiny, which is to repent and hear the gospel and come humble through repentance, get on the bird and fly like they're coming out of Spain and Germany and other places from afar, right in the wings. And I saw it in a vision 5 years ago outside the little assembly where I was standing. I saw strange faces standing outside, and I saw the birds as they came in, these giant planes that were bringing people from lands and faces I had never seen before. They wanted to repent and get the seal of the Almighty Yahweh in their forehead, which is the only antidote against this new world order. The name of the star that fell is Wormwood. This is nuclear holocaust. We're coming down to a great burning and a great shaking, according to the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. This war will extend worldwide. We're going to have a time of trouble such as never was. We're going to almost be brought down to extinction. But the Bible says Yahweh will cut the day short and intervene. We're talking about divine intervention, but it can't happen, ladies and gentlemen, until after demonic intervention. And here comes the angel with the key to the bottomless pit. My, just might teach on that again Monday night as we are really just now getting into the meat of the subject. Notice, and it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days, men shall seek death, but death shall not be found, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were the faces as of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as they were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots and many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and their stingers? Isn't that strange that the Afghanis were supplied in the 10-year Russian war against Soviet aggression by the CIA and the United States of America, and we provided them stingers, oh my, and helicopters and tanks. This is what it's describing here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have done give you last week the prophecies of the scriptures where it said terror would come from the sky. America, you shall not escape this round. for 200 years, we have been on the giving end. Now we are slowly beginning to taste what it feels like to be on the receiving end, and we must repent and get men that fear Yahweh, not for the love of money. The Bible said the root, or the love of money, is the root of all evil. Who loves this money? 500 years of black gold. Wouldn't that make sweet Texas tea? Come to the generations of the rich, rear back for 500 years and laugh all the way to the World Bank. As they count their stocks and their bonds and their silver and their gold, but Yahweh said they will cast them into the streets in the last days, and they will pray for the rocks and the mountains. Verse 11, they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. There he is. This is the king that's going to be loosed when the chain is cut. I want to get into this next week. Let me just continue the series, Praise Yahweh. I'll take you right down to where the scriptures tell us about the great chain of restraint as it was cut. And this angel of the bottomless pit, this king, whose name in the Hebrew term is Abaddon, but in the Greek it is Apollyon. This is a mighty demon. This is the chief demon. This is old Lucifer himself. When he will appear up on the face of the earth in living flesh, incarnated as a mighty super being. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. You talk about a hologram from the sky. You're going to see some strange things dropping out of the clouds in the coming years, such as chariots of fire, these that can travel beyond the speed of lightning or light, and can outrun anything that man has ever conceived or thought of, or they can traverse great distances of solar space in just a matter of time. As they can warp and travel outside time in another dimension, these things are coming. We're entering into the photon age of the belt as it begins to increase. Where's the time going to? It's flying by. And it seems like when daylight comes, the next thing you know, it's dark. You get in the bed, and first thing you know, morning comes, and you get up and trudge down to the local grindstone as blind Samson was grinded at the mill, for the enemy had his eyes blinded. Wake up, Israel, for your eyes are blind tonight, and you are as blind Samson, grinding at the mill for international Canaanites and their monies that they love. Here we go. Praise Yahweh. We're in the ninth chapter of a book of Revelation. One more is past, verse 12, and there come two more woes. Your echo, I gave that to you the other night when he said, woe, 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 unto the inhabitants of earth, for Satan is coming down among you, knowing that he has but a short time, and I am the only preacher on the scene that's telling you that Satan in person is coming out of the bottomless pit. And where is that? That's deep space, where he and his angels were taken to, as I will explain that message to you next Monday night on the thousand-year reign and the loosing of Satan from the bottomless pit. This is all symbolic language here in the book of Revelation. Few people have the keys to opening up and seeing the vision of what's coming. Here it is, praise Yahweh, because it says in this chapter that one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes, more woes hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before Yahweh, saying to the sixth angel which had trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, and they were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year and to slay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about nuclear thermal death and carnage. It was to slay the third part of men. Reckon that you could wake up in the morning on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, blown off the kingdom come. You say it can't be done. Well, America never seen it. Streets flooded, people panicking, and people even afraid to now open their mail. If it looks suspicious, 911, isn't it very fitting that this has emblazed historically, and it will be in the minds of Americans forever, that on 9/11/01, we had terror come from the sky, just like Yahweh had predicted it would. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them, and I saw the horses in the vision. And them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, sound like tanks, and a Janeth and a brimstone. These are the fighting machines of modern weaponry. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone, your combat helicopters. And did you see that big plane today in the news where it's fixed with all these ornaments, and it is nothing but a roaring inferno as it goes across the sky, streaking thunder and terror upon the Afghanis who are being slaughtered unmercifully by the air power of the superpower, America. Remember, every ounce of blood that is shed, it is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. They will remember this for 500 years or 10,000 years. As the Arabs say, we shall not forget, and they won't. Praise Yahweh. We better consider our ways. We better pray. We better ask for leadership that is not interested in oil or money or silver or gold, but men that fear Yahweh and that have prayer meetings instead of high diplomatic, high-level meetings behind closed doors where they plot and plan the destiny of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no longer a single nation. It is these rogue nations that get out of line of the command center of the Allied or the New World Order that receives the wrath of those that give it. Remember the fourth kingdom upon the earth. As I close out my message tonight, the fourth kingdom, I'll get into it next week as we explore the beast or the horror that was loosed out of the bottomless pit. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting information up to date in modern times. The loosening of the hordes from the bottomless pit. I'll tell you how it's going to happen, how that they're coming to the earth, and how that they're going to reign here for a short time over all the world. And on the back of the beast, this power, these demonic demons who are gathering the kings of the earth to battle, called Armageddon. It will be the last battle pitched upon the earth by man. Soon we're going to be free. Praise Yahweh. And we're going to hear the voice of the archangel sound, and we'll get into that next week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to get on one of those birds, if you're in a foreign country, you're hearing me tonight, I urge you to come. I'll make myself available to you, or some of my assistants here will make themselves available to you, and that we'll baptize you in the great name of Yahweh. If you'd like to call me, simply dial area code 423-626-2172. That is 2172. And this is Pastor Buddy. Our time is coming on. We'll see you Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Yahweh bless Jacob Israel wherever he congregates tonight. And may Yahweh surround you with his angels and seal you in his great name.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this great station. Praise Yahweh.